from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Pokemon sweeps the nation. You're right, it is not the 90s. It just happened again. Details coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Pokemon has swept the nation again. If you've seen people hunting down invisible objects in parking lots, at work, lunging at things that aren't there, they're probably playing Pokemon Go. It comes to us via a new smartphone app, and it's become a monstrous, unexpected hit. Let's go straight to the details. Joining us now is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah E. Needleman. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
So when I first heard about this game, I thought it was such an interesting and innovative concept because it blends the real world in a way I hadn't seen before. And that, you know, that's essentially what augmented reality is. But first, can you briefly explain, how does one play Pokemon Go?
Sure. You download the app in the App Store. It's free. And it basically walks you through the process of hunting for Pokemon. So if Pokemon happens to be near you within range, it'll alert you what type it is, and it'll open up the camera app on your phone, and as you look around with the camera wherever you happen to be standing, hold the camera around and you'll see the Pokemon. There's a little Pokeball, a red and white little round object on your screen, and you sort of flick it with your finger to capture the Pokemon.
I encourage all of our listeners to check out the video on WSJ.com in case they're a little confused. It's actually kind of really cool to see. How badly did Nintendo need a craze like this? Because all of a sudden it is, like, out the gate huge.
It is a positive for Nintendo because the company has been struggling in terms of when you look at video game hardware, it's certainly behind Microsoft Corp with the Xbox and Sony's PlayStation. When we talk about Nintendo's Wii U, it's definitely far behind those two companies in selling consoles. And then when we look at Nintendo in the software space, certainly it's had, you know, a number of hit games, but it hasn't really, because its games are only playable on its console, they just haven't spread as quickly as other titles. And so we know that Nintendo has decided to finally step into the mobile gaming space, and only recently, and that seemed to really jazz investors until the first game came out, Miitomo, and it didn't really do that well. It's more of a social chat type app than an actual game, and it didn't feature any of Nintendo's iconic characters like Mario or Link.
Right.
So people were a bit disappointed, and that game really didn't take off. Now we have Pokemon Go, which Nintendo did not actually develop the game, but it is an investor in Niantic, which is an augmented reality company that spun out of Alphabet Inc. or Google. And so Nintendo's a big investor in that. It's also working on, or actually has developed, a piece of hardware, like a bracelet that you would wear around your wrist, that will alert you to Pokemon on your area so you don't always have to have the app open. And that's something that Nintendo has developed. And so the whole craze here has really reflected positively on Nintendo stock. It's added about $9 billion worth of market share to its bottom line in just a matter of few days. Its shares have surged 25% in trading Monday following these big rises that happened on both Thursday and Friday. So the company's market capitalization now is nearly $28 billion.
Wow. So there's much needed money to be made here. And how lucrative does this have the potential to furthermore be? Because it is a smartphone app. How will it bring in revenue?
Sure. And it is also a free-to-play app. So what's interesting is that, like many mobile games today, they monetize through in-app purchases. So you can play the game beginning to end without paying a dime, but they nudge you to spend. Sometimes they use a countdown clock. They make you wait in between turns Or if you spend money, you can advance much more quickly, or you could skip ads, whatever the case may be. Pokemon Go is no different in that. It sells a number of items. You could buy Pokeballs. You could buy incense in the game, and that helps attract Pokemon to where you're standing, and all sorts of items. They range in price from just 99 cents to $99.99, and that's basically how it's monetizing. And we have at least, I did speak to at least one research firm that has an estimate that the game is already making about $1 million a day in revenue.
Goodness. And one thing, so it's important not to get too carried away, though, because one thing that's popping up, you see all these safety warnings. How dangerous is this?
Well, the game itself, the loading screen, has a warning right there on it saying you to be aware of your surroundings and be careful. And it is important. I spoke to a number of people who tripped. They got sprained ankles, bruises, just because their head is down looking at the app and they're not really paying attention to where their feet are going. So it's certainly easy to, stumble on a hole in the ground. Or one gal told me she walked into a fire hydrant. She nearly tripped on somebody's dog. So you got to be careful and use some common sense. And also, you know, the game is taking to all sorts of places. You might want to think about if a Pokemon appears at the parking lot of a closed store late at night. Maybe you want to think about twice about going there. And certainly parents want to pay attention to their children going about playing this game and be aware of their choices as to where they go and maybe tag along.
Right. Certainly a fascinating new app that I might actually download myself. Just, I mean, it's different.
I can't believe you haven't downloaded it already.
I know. I have to. I have to. Sarah E. Needleman, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.
And you can check out Sarah's article at WSJ.com. There's a video attached as well that kind of just explains it and lays it all out. Very interesting. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing for The Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.